It's 8:56 and 45 degrees. It's time to check in on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities over in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we've had two-sided trade this morning, a little bounce on short covering. Ahead of the USDA report, corn's been up 3 to unchanged. Beans have been up 3.75 to down 0.5. And wheat's been up 5 to down 1.5. At the moment, we have December corn up 1.5, 381.5. Novi beans are up 1.25 at 972.25. And the July wheat's up 2.5, 437.25. We're awaiting USDA's stocks and acreage report on Friday morning. It's expected they will raise bean acres up to around 88 million. It's expected they'll lower corn acres down to about 90, 91 million. And those numbers, depending on whether they come in lower or higher than that, can push or pull us. In the south, we have planting ahead of normal. Louisiana's 80% planted, normally around 50. Mississippi's 30 versus normally 19. And the Texas is at 45 versus 34. We've had a lot of field work from here south done. A lot of anhydrous put on, a lot of groundwork done, but still waiting for another week or two before we actually look at the planting. Not much out there in the way of news. South American crop size continues to get bigger as they continue further on their harvest. Big yields in beans and corn. That's helping hold a lid on things, but after being down so many days in a row, we do expect this little bounce here today, which we do have. Just don't know what we'll see for news for the rest of the week. We have livestock. The cattle had been up a long time, and we backed off on those a little yesterday. We were mixed on those today. Cattle for June up 27 at 111.72. The May feeders are up 25 at 131.57. Outside markets also back and forth. The mini Dow is down 13 at 20,485. Gold's up a buck. Silver's up 10 cents. So outside markets helping push and pull. Grains, again, corn up 1.5 to 2.5. Beans up 1.5 to 2.5. And wheat up 3 to 4. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate it. Always good to hear from Pete on a Tuesday morning. A couple of other notes here for you this morning. Corn export inspections for the week of March 23rd were at 1.56 million metric tons, about 61 million bushels. That's up 14.5% from last week and 57% larger from the same week a year ago. Quick glance at current conditions here in the WIOL listening area. Here in Urbana, we've got cloudy skies, 45 degrees, relative humidity 82%, barometric pressure 30.05 inches and rising, and temperatures in the mid to upper 40s across our listening area, 47 degrees right now in Charleston and Mattoon, 46 degrees in Decatur, 45 in Rantoul, 45 in Paris, and 40 degrees right now over in Danville. Look for cloudy skies for most of the day today. A high of 55 degrees, winds out of the northeast around 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, the low 44. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. A slight chance of rain tomorrow afternoon, the high 60. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580, WIOL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.